after the Second World War. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of silence. Father, as we bow our heads here today, we're consciously mindful that one day you'll return and there will be no more war, no more death, no more dying. We recognize, Lord, that today there is still ongoing battles throughout our world where men and women are standing in a breach for the sake of others. And so as we bow our heads here today, we're anticipating, Lord, your soon return, and yet grateful that others have fought so that we could be free here today and be able to worship. And so, Lord, we don't take that for granted. We acknowledge that you are sovereign. We anticipate, Lord, your soon return, and may we be found faithful. Although we're not fighting war as the world does, we pray that we might recognize the battles that we do fight are to be in the interest of your kingdom, in anticipation of the return of the King. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So on the handout, there's a little bit of a background to the poppy. Maybe you've never read that. We're going to read it just by way of introduction, and then we'll get into a passage here and talk a little more about the need for remembrance. The modern story of the poppy is, of course, no legend. In the years immediately following World War I, governments and the whole of society had not accepted the responsibility for those incapacitated and bereft as a result of war. In Britain, unemployment accentuated the problem. Earl Haig, the British commander-in-chief, undertook the task of organizing the British Legion as a means of coping with the problems of hundreds and thousands of men who had served under him in battle. In 1921, a group of widows of French ex-servicemen called on him at the British Legion headquarters. They brought with them from France some poppies they had made, and suggested that they might be sold as a means of raising money to aid the distress among those who were incapacitated as a result of the war. And so the first red poppies to come to Australia in 1921 were made in France. Now this is being taken from an Australian perspective, so this you'll see on the inside of the page or on the other side of the page there's an actual reference to where I got that from. In Australia, since poppies are not usually worn on Anzac Day, a poppy belongs to Remembrance Day.
can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And then take the helmet of salvation, and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Facing certain death. Took the things that they heard and they memorized it, and then they started thinking about people in their local communities, their families, and they said, we need to get this out. We need to find a way in which this can be preserved. verses for the